broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 28th in the year of our Lord 2024. This is indeed hour one of two, the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, and to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And as you know, we reject revolution unless it's a peaceful revolution. Then we stand for the Jesus revolution. How's that? Welcome to the broadcast. It's all about following the Prince of Peace. It's all about the checks and balances. It's all about you and I realizing that God gave us our sovereignty and our liberty, and we delegated it to government. But we gave different authorities, different delegations, different permissions to each branch of government vertically and horizontally in America. And that's what we need to cling to, I'll tell you that right now. Man, we had an incredible show yesterday with the big team. We then had an incredible X Spaces event last night with the big team. And wow, it was incredible, folks. We talked about the Rhino and Democrat plan to remove Donald Trump from the ballot. I kid you not, it is a Rhino Republican and Democrat plan to remove Donald Trump from the ballot. They've been working at it forever. They've tried lawfare. They've tried smearing his name and dishonestly representing him. They've tried indicting other people and, you know, all the intimidation tactics they can get to, and it's getting worse. But on X Spaces last night, and I bring this up because you can still find that it's archived and available now if you want to listen, X Spaces event hosted by the big show team. And in many ways, I guess I'm kind of part of that larger team. I'm grateful they've included me and many others. It's called Revenge of the Rhinos. And all I can tell you is it's like a horror flick, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Sanger and Kevin McCarthy behind Trump 2024 ballot ban. That's really what's going on. There were some incredible folks over at Slingshot.news, who really broke this down, in my opinion, in a very, very meaningful way. Troy and Roger Stone put that website together. They do the Stone Zone together. Great broadcasting over there. The Big Mig. We were all involved. Listen to the speakers, man. Vivek Ramaswamy, Roger Stone, Dave Williams, the leader of the Republican Party in Colorado. He is running for Congress. I did donate to his campaign. Scott Pressler, Joe Pags, well-known talk show host Joe Pags, Sam Bushman, Troy Smith, George Ballantine, Lance Migliaccio. I mean, we had an absolute marvelous time on the X Spaces broadcast. X Spaces is kind of strange a little bit because it's just audio, and it's a crude audio system at that. You know, Elon, you need to get some help, buddy, to upgrade that, dude. But, you know, X is making a lot of strides and a lot of changes, and so are a lot of other media services. And so anyway, it was a little bit clunky, but overall it was great. We had thousands of people on there listening, and we had several, as you know, presenters, speakers. It started out, we all made kind of opening statements. Then it was kind of a panel. People asked us all kinds of questions. And many of us panelists asked one another questions. It was actually quite a delightful evening. Well done by George Ballantine. Well done by Lance Migliaccio. I'm just telling you, great stuff. Anyway, I was able to ask Vivek Ramaswamy a question. And I was able to get the audio from the event. And I isolated that so that we could kind of hear the question. I'm going to set it up. You know, there was a lot of questions going back and forth about what should we do? How should we solve the problems? And electing good, honest people like Dave Williams is the only answer that we have left. And we need to put our money where our mouth is the bottom line. A lot of people talked about how the takedown's happening, how Paul Sanger, Kevin McCarthy are doing the evil deed. Basically, what you've got is a bunch of Republicans resigning forcing a shortage of Republicans, and then the Democratic Party will take over. They'll reelect Hakeem Jeffries as their speaker, and it's going to get radical and crazy from there on out because they've already put a bill to create national legislation to block Donald Trump, the former president, from being on the ballot at all. So the courts have failed at it and all that kind of stuff in Colorado and everywhere else. Dave Williams single-handedly was the guy who shut down this, in my opinion, evil satanic plan to kick Donald Trump off the ballot. And Dave Williams single-handedly made sure that Trump stays on the ballot. Now, you can say, well, no, Sam, the courts did that. I know, but look, Dave Williams provided incredible leadership. He's been on Liberty Roundtable Live with us talking about it and all kind of things. Anyway, the folks over at Slingshot.news have been digging into this story and reporting on it big time about this plot by Kevin McCarthy and these other clowns to go ahead and do this. It's Kevin McCarthy payback is what it is. He's mad at Matt Gaetz and others for kicking him out of the speakership and all that kind of stuff. And it's payback big time. It's evil. It's sinister. It's I don't even know how to describe it. Anyway, so that was kind of the discussion points. That was basically the issues surrounding this thing. It was a great time had by all. And I absolutely asked Vivek Ramaswamy an interesting question because, you know, people are saying, well, we're going to do this and this is going to happen and that's going to happen. It's all conjecture. But there's a lot of people now warning about a black swan event. And you say to me, Sam, what is a black swan event? The answer is a lot of times black swan events are used in the financial world. It's a term that says when something happens financially you didn't count on, it could be a black swan event. That is an event that occurs that you couldn't really prepare for, you couldn't really predict, you couldn't really, but yet it's catastrophic, it's dangerous, it's disruptive, it's all these things. And it's black swan because it just comes out of nowhere and no one predicted it and stuff. Anyway, so I asked Vivek Ramaswamy because he's a big financial guy, right? I mean, this guy's like, well, let's say this. He spent $30 million. That's what he said last night on this X Space event we were at or on together. He spent $30 million of his own money on his own presidential campaign. $30 million of his own on his own presidential campaign. Now, that's a guy putting his money where his mouth is, right? I'm just saying. Now, I don't have near that kind of money. I'd probably put a couple of million dollars into radio and the stuff that I do. And, you know, for my status in life, that's what I've put in over the last, you know, 30 years almost. But, you know, he just throws $30 million into his own campaign. The guy does put his money where his mouth is. But I bring that up because he's a big financial guy. He's independently wealthy. He understands business like nobody's business. And he, I thought he'd be one of the best people to kind of speak to a black swan event. Donald Trump would be another good person to kind of ask that question to, right? I mean, these you know, wealthy people, and they've seen a lot of changes in the economy and society and the financial world, and they've seen things go really well. That's why they're rich. They've also seen things go south from time to time. So their input on that is really important, and I thought it would be great to ask him. So I did. And this Black Swan event, I want to highlight this a little bit more. It's a fear tactic in many ways. This black swan event idea, because when they talk about, oh my gosh, a black swan event is imminent or whatever, it's really like, hey, things are just going to melt down catastrophically and there's nothing you can do about it. Man, your hands are tight, and they just paint fear, 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 fear. So I wanted to see what Vivek had to say about it. And I'm really, really impressed with his answer. Okay. And I'm going to play this clip. I'm not going to play it till after the break, by the way, but I'm going to play this clip and talk about this in detail because I'm going to answer the same question Vivek did. He did not influence my answer. Our answers are quite similar in many ways, but here's the facts. I had time and have had time to think about my response. I asked Vivek the question and he answered on the fly. The guy's brilliant. The guy's super intelligent. The guy, I believe, is for America. He just sent out another tweet. This is Vivek Ramaswamy saying, look, the flag that you adhere to matters. And if you don't adhere to the United States flag and have that as your pledge, if you will, then you're going to pledge allegiance to something else or some other country. That's why we're having all these foreign flags flying in America today. And he's really talking about a broader discussion about where are your allegiances, right? Anyway, he's doing a great job, Vivek is. And Vivek was on the campaign trail, and Steve King endorsed Vivek I can see why. And it was a great, you know, on the road for them. Now Vivek really doing his very best to support Donald Trump. But these other clowns in the Republican Party are not. They are literally undermining Donald Trump at every turn. It's revenge of the rhinos. This guy named Paul Sanger is absolutely dangerous. Anyway, I'll get into that a little bit more. But when we come back, I'll finish the discussion on this Black Swan event. Let Vivek answer my question that was on X last night on the Big Mig X show. And then I'll answer the question to my own ways. But they want to paint fear with this Black Swan event, and we need to dispel that fear. We'll do it all in seconds on your radio.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit cspoa.org today. The time to act is now. cspoa.org.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
All right, live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. So a Black Swan event is something that you can't predict, something catastrophic. Oftentimes it's referred to in the financial world, but it refers to just things in general that you can't prepare for, can't predict, can't deal with, but man, they're catastrophic and crazy. And, you know, you can really predict anything if you think about it long and hard enough to some degree. But, you know, you can't predict everything. And so this Black Swan idea that it's imminent, that it's going to happen, I believe it's true. It is imminent. It is going to happen. And it is bad. And you can't predict it. And you can't really prepare for it that much. That's why it's Black Swan. Because how do you know how to prepare for it? Now, that doesn't mean nobody in the world knows how to prepare for something. It just means that, you know, you in your daily life can't prepare. I mean, how would I know that the communist Chinese would get in bed with the United States and they would create a global plan? Yeah. To promote COVID-19. And literally give everybody an illness intentionally and then give everybody an mRNA vaccine to try to be the antidote for it. Now, you could say, Sam, what proof do you have that the communist Chinese are in bed with the United States on this? I don't have a lot of evidence in terms of hard facts. What I do have is evidence that really points there, circumstantial, whatever you want to call it, evidence. Let me give you an example. We never demanded that the Chinese gave us answers on what they knew and what they, you know, et cetera. Why? This is a global pandemic that have murdered a lot of people. We had, you know, these clowns up there at the CDC and everywhere else literally lying. And when a solution like ivermectin or some of these other medications were used to treat, anybody who used those got attacked. Why would you do that if you weren't part of the problem? In other words, if you didn't create this, or why would you block ivermectin and mock people and act like, oh, you're not a horse, you idiot, and this kind of stuff, when they know that this medication has been used by people? Okay, so I digress, except I'm making the point that, look, we have all kinds of anecdotal evidence. You had Anthony Fauci saying, oh, no, we know for sure that it was, you know, from a meat market or whatever kind of stuff. And then we find out he knew all along that it was in a lab. Why would he lie and cover that up? Why would you attack anybody that stands for the truth and the discovery of what's going on? Why would you withhold medication from innocent people and allow them to die? Why would you put protocols in the hospital that literally are death protocols? Putting people on remdesivir. Why would you order and create just tons and tons and tons of breathing machines, right? When you know full well that virtually means to go on one of those, it almost means certain death. I say almost because it's not complete death. Dr. Scott Bradley, our dear friend, went on a ventilator and lived. So it doesn't mean certain death, but it's very likely you will die when you put remdesivir and the ventilator together. I mean, it's almost death. Nurses and doctors have spoke out and said, what is going on? And all they've been done, all that's happened to them is they've been maligned and fired and destroyed, everything else. So anyway, what I'm saying to you is the average American, that was a black swan event because we didn't know about it. We didn't predict it. How would we know our government was going to be so evil and do this to us? At the same time, ladies and gentlemen, it was not a black swan event. Those who planned it and prepared it, right? So black swan doesn't always mean that it's unknown. It relates to your circumstances and situation, right? Think about 9/11. I mean, I thought there was a lot of security at those towers. But yet the guy that created it, you know, that owned the buildings, took out a big insurance policy and then said, hey, pull it. Talking about taking down Building 7. How did that fall? No one ever gave great answers. Physicists spoke out, like Stephen Jones from Brigham Young University. What do they do to Stephen? Attack him, destroy him, ruin his character. Literally part company and let him go as a professor. Attack his sterling reputation. And I go on. But that's what I mean. So 911 was a black swan event to the average American. And we find out that not only did the security have a problem, but there was inside people planting explosives and so on and so on. How did all of that happen? So it's not black swan to those who are the perps, the perpetrators. It's black swan to the rest of us in many cases. So anyway, I asked Vivek about a black swan event because everybody's saying in 2024, you know what, buckle up. You know, you got to figure out what's going on. This is going to get crazy. Man, we got forever between now and the 2024 elections. What is it? April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. You know, you've got literally what, eight months kind of thing. And anything can happen with October surprises, with the stock market. We go on and on and on, right? I believe that the black swan event was the stock market meltdown, World War II times or whatever, okay? So this is real. This is not something that we just dream or talk about. This is real. So we're going to play this question and answer that I had with Vivek Ramaswamy. Here it is.
Before Vivek leaves, I have a quick question for him that I think might make sense. What about a black swan event? And does he have any advice?
Yeah, Vivek, that'd be great if you could comment on that before you head out.
Yeah, so the question is, should we expect any black swan events? Is that right?
Yeah, and what do you think? What's the advice to deal with them?
I think the first step is once you're unsurprised by it, I mean, the black swan events that get you are the ones that you actually view as a black swan event. And so in a year like this, I think that most black swan events are not actually black swan events. They're just our perception that they are. And so the first step and the best piece of advice is don't get attached to a particular path. Get prepared for, and I think this is exactly the year to buckle up. And once you're buckled up, you know what? You're ready for what comes. I think there's going to be a lot of surprises coming this year. I still believe there's a very good chance Joe Biden will not be the nominee. I think they're leading us into a trap where we are training our fire on a false target, pull the rug out, pull a bait and switch. But I'm not God. I can't tell you that's going to be the surprise. But I can tell you that we are likely to be led into a trap where we're going to be complacent. We can't afford falling into it. And I think a bigger part of this is we cannot end up being anymore the party that is just against what that other side puts up, against the radical Biden agenda, against what the Democrats put up, or against, you know, what the establishment puts up. We have to define what we actually stand for. And I think that's the beauty of candidates like Dave. I mean, he signed the American Truth Pledge, which a small handful of candidates across this country have signed. And, you know, I think that's something I'm big on across this country, defining what America First values actually are. And once we define what we actually stand for, we're guided by our purpose, then we don't need to be playing the reactive game or fall into the traps laid by the other side, because they're not traps anymore. We're ready for whatever fire is going to come our way, as long as we know what we actually stand for and what we're guided by. And so that'd be my advice, is there is no such thing as a black swan event. Black swan events are mostly just a perception of unpreparedness for things that didn't go according to your plan. But worry less about your plan and be guided more by your purpose. What are the core values that guide us, irrespective of who we're up against? Embrace that. People like Dave are made for that. And I think that with that, you know what, bait and switch with Biden, whatever else is coming, you know, I think even if the ballot removals from last year, maybe just a preview of coming attractions of what they're going to pull or try to come in some other means that we can't predict. Well, you know, we can't play a game of reactivity, try to play whack-a-mole. We have to be guided by our North Star of the values we actually stand for. The people we elect to run the government. They represent the interests of the citizens of this nation. Our public servants serve the public, not ourselves. And you know what? Nationalism doesn't have to be a bad word. Pride in the founding values of this country that still shine bright today, that's what guides us. We're not going to apologize for it. And once we're guided by that actual sense of true purpose of our own values, then none of the cheap tricks they're going to pull along the way are going to phase us. And no black swan event or no white swan event or any swan event is going to derail what is necessary. And, you know, what is necessary is always possible. What is necessary now is the preservation of this country. If we don't do it now, I don't think we're going to have a country left. You probably hear my 4-year-old son in the background. If he's in high school before we get this right, I don't think we have a country left. And so now is the moment of necessity. Whatever's necessary is possible. And it's going to take people like Dave and those of you on this call to do your part to make it so.
All I can tell you is brilliant answer from Vivek Ramaswamy. And I didn't ask the question because I don't have an answer of my own. I do. I just thought his brilliance and his adding to the mix on this would be really, really important. So I don't want anybody to get this idea that I'm in fear and don't know what to do. That's not close to true at all. If you heard me on the radio, you should know better than that. But I asked Vivek because I really believe that he has really some knowledge that can be added to the think tank of understanding of value here. And he did a great job. And he answered the question. That was his response on the fly. He got the question, and that was his answer. Unedited, unmanipulated. I mean, the guy's brilliant. And I agree with him 100%. We cannot panic. We cannot react or just act reactively. We have got to look at our purpose, our goals, our fundamental core values, who we are, and we've got to then plan and act accordingly and prepare the best we can and deal with it. And if we do so, we're going to be in good shape, and we got to jettison this fear. But we've also got to take action fairly quickly, because if we leave it alone, by the time his young boy is in high school, in other words, 15 years or whatever, 10 years, 15 years, whatever you want to say, we're running out of time. And I think he's right on every point that he made 100%. Now, in his defense, he answered on the fly without any prep at all. It was incredible. However, I've had time to think about my answer, so it's a little bit unfair. And so I don't mean to compare answers in a negative way to him or act like my answer is better than his by any means. What I want to do is answer the question now that I've had time to think about my question, to think about my answer to that question. And like I say, it's not fair because he answered on the fly with no chance to ponder. I've had the chance to ponder. And so I'm going to give you my answer after the break. My answer is in very, very many ways similar to his. The only way he referred to God, though, in his answer was, I'm not God, so I don't know. Well, I have a different answer. Mine includes God, because as you know, the answers to the problems we face in America are God, family, and country, and the protection of life, liberty, and property. So my answer's got to include God, right? And of course it will. I am Sam Bushman. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live. We're talking about the incredible Big MIG show that we had last night. Myself, Vivek, many others. I'm going to answer my same question when we come back in seconds on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse was reportedly carrying hazardous materials. Dave Collins with more.
On Wednesday, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board said the ship was hauling nearly 60 containers filled with hazardous materials, including corrosives and flammables, and that some of the containers were breached, creating a sheen on the water. She said a full investigation into the matter could take 1 to 2 years.
The White House is announcing the rescheduling of a critical meeting with Israeli officials in Washington. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has consented to proceed with discussions about a potential military operation in southern Gaza. Earlier this week, Israel had called off the delegation after the U.S. backed a U.N. Security Council resolution urging an immediate ceasefire. This, as new public polling from Gallup finds a 55% majority of Americans now disapprove of Israel's war against Hamas. The NCAA planning to urge states to prohibit prop betting on college athletes. USA's John Schaefer.
The NCAA stated that it will actively lobby state gambling boards to restrict proposition betting on individual student athletes. Prop betting entails gambling on specific player statistics, such as points scored or turnovers committed. NCAA officials emphasize that this initiative aims to deter potential cheating and protect young players from harassment.
The State Department offering a big reward after a ransomware group hacked into United Healthcare. It happened back in February. The group managed to hack into a subsidiary that manages payment systems for most of the country's hospitals. This week, the State Department said they're offering a $10 million reward for information that would lead to the identification or location of those involved in the cyber attack. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. So I played the Vivek Ramaswamy answer to my question. The question, what about a black swan event? In other words, what's your recommendations? What do you think we do? What do you, you know, I wanted to get his input. He gave a great, great on-the-fly answer. I've had time to think about my answer, and here it is. What about a black swan event? And I would say this. You know what? Black swan event is designed to peddle fear. So you want to reject the fear related to that, because fear and faith cannot exist in your heart and in your mind at the same time. And when you are in fear, you do not have faith. When you have faith, you don't have fear, right? All right, so reject the fear of a black swan event. And understand this very carefully. You are a child of God. And as a child of God, a son or daughter of heavenly parents, you, ladies and gentlemen, have been put on this earth to succeed, not to fail. God didn't send you down to earth to fail, have a black swan event, have the world melt down and all is lost. That's a lie straight from the pit of hell. It's from Satan. Don't believe it. Now, are there black swan events? Absolutely. Are there things we don't plan on and count on and prepare for and whatever that come out of the, you know, just seem to come out of the sky from nowhere? Absolutely. Because we're mortals. We're human. And we don't know everything, right? So things can catch us. Things can catch us by surprise. Things can catch us unawares. However, there are no such thing as black swan events to our Heavenly Father. To God, there's no such thing as a black swan event, right? And so I bring that up because I want you to understand that God knows all. And since we are His children and we have godly heritage, heavenly parentage, then we need to trust in our God and realize that He put us on the earth to succeed, not to fail. He loves us and cares about us. But He's given us clear guidance. And the best protection I know to deal with any black swan event, or any unknown for that matter, is to keep the commandments of God Almighty. And when you keep His commandments, He has promised you that He'll heal your land, that He'll protect you. So what we need to do is have faith, not fear. What we need to do is repent and turn to God. And when we do those things, look, a black swan event may come our way. And it may not be pleasant along the way. I get it. But I recommend to jettison the fear, embrace the faith, trust in your Heavenly Father, do the very best you can to prepare. Do not react. I think Vivek's right. Prepare, do not react. Take action on our own. Realize that we're self-determining sons and daughters of God Almighty. And if we make choices to keep His commandments and follow Him, then He will guide us safely through this mortal existence that we're in. So the point is, there are no black swan events to God. And I recommend that we really cling to that, right? We really need to cling to that. There are no black swan events to God, right? That's important to understand, right? There are no black swan events to God Almighty, right? And I know you're like, Sam, you repeated that 20 times. We get it. No, I want to make sure you really get it, right? Because a lot of people, they're like, oh, yeah, I know what you mean, Sam. And then they go right back to the fear. Oh, I get you, Sam. You're right on that. Oh, right back to the fear, right back to the concern, right back to the... No. Faith is not a theory. Faith is an action word. And so get rid of the fear, replace it with faith, action word. Keep the commandments of God and trust in Him and say, you know what? I'm going to do everything that I can to prepare, to be ready, to deal with whatever comes my way. I'm going to do my best to protect my family, my wife, my children. I'm going to do all this. And you know what? It's not going to be enough. I already know that because I'm a human and I don't know these things, but my Heavenly Father does. And He loves me and He knows, right? He absolutely knows. Anyway, so I wanted to really highlight that because I think it's an important question for us all to ponder, to consider, to think about, to deal with. And there's my answer. And I've had a little bit more time to think about it than Vivek, but his answer was incredible. He basically said, hey, jettison the fear, that's just like what I was saying. He said, plan and prepare, which I 100% agree with. He said, let's not react. Let's act according to the knowledge and the values and the things that we have. He got almost there, but he didn't tie it to God and to God's love. All he said about God was, you know, hey, I'm not God. I don't know. I agree you're not God and you don't know. But, ladies and gentlemen, we can pray to God. And God can and does. Let me say that again. God can and does reveal his will to his children. He does so through scriptures. He does so in answers to prayers. And when we keep his commandments, he can, use the Holy Ghost and put thoughts and feelings and beliefs and understandings in our minds, right? And I'll give you a pretty good example. You know, I've always been a work-from-home guy. I believe families that pray together, stay together. I believe that families should spend time together. I think working from home is great. When you take mom out of the home and she's off working and dad out of the home and he's off working, you spend more time with your colleagues at work than you do your spouse. And that is very, very concerning in my humble opinion. Some people might do fine with it, but many people fall and have problems and relationship issues because of it. Anyway, I digress, except to say I believe people are supposed to be home. So I've been an IT guy and recommended people work from home forever, and I've worked on remote solutions and all kinds of things to help. When COVID hit, it was a black swan event to most corporations and most IT departments. They're like, oh my gosh, what do we do now? And so there was a big old, everybody wanted to buy video cameras so they could work from home and do meetings, and everybody was in a big old panic. The companies that I provide IT consulting and services for, we just smiled and went, we're already ready. So it was a black swan event to some, especially in the corporate world. And in the education world, they didn't know what to do. They're like, oh my gosh, we got to educate at home. How are we going to do that? Well, ask the homeschoolers. That's how you do it, because they already know. But okay. But I don't believe it was a black swan event to me in many ways, because I had already been preparing to work from home, preparing to remote work and all this kind of stuff. I believe God led me there. Anyway, there are no black swan events to God Almighty is the point. There really aren't. All right, I don't really know how to take on this next story. I really don't know how to deal with it. It came out about 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, or something like that, several days ago. Maybe it was like 5 days ago. RedState.com is the one that has the story. And I didn't see it on Red State at all. I didn't know about the story at all. But a dear friend tipped me off to the story. And so I went and researched it and found the source and all the details and went, are you kidding me right now? Is this really is this really happening? And so I looked it up, and it is indeed happening. Here's the headline. James Carville calls for, quote, wet work. That's an assassination term, ladies and gentlemen. Wet work is an assassination term. To be done against Donald Trump. He literally said this on national TV. RedState.com gets the credit because it's where I found the story. But I have a serious problem. We'll play the clip right after the break because I'll finish setting it up and make sure we have time. But James Carville calls for wet work, assassination turn to be done against Donald Trump. Now, I don't understand, one, why you would think that kind of stuff. What kind of an evil person are you, James? But secondly, you cannot say that kind of stuff in America, okay? And there's all kinds of terms that, like, the mafia and stuff like that and gangs have for taking people out and such. I don't know a lot of them, but I have read some books, and I'm familiar. One of them is when you paint houses, it means you kill somebody, too. Somebody says, I paint houses and do my own cleanup work. It means they'll kill somebody for you. They'll knock them off and they'll clean up the mess for you. Right? So there's a lot of different terms for these, and I'm not expert in all of them, but this is shocking. because James Carville literally said, hey, we got to knock off the Donald. And he kind of manipulated his statements into kind of a weird way that it wasn't directly saying we're going to knock people off. It was very veiled. But I'll tell you what shocks me the most about this. And that is no outcries, no condemnation from the news media on this thing. I kid you not. So we'll come back and play this clip, and I want to talk about this more because I'm absolutely incensed, and I think we need a national campaign to call in the FBI and the Justice Department to arrest James Carville immediately. Hang tight. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
In the heart of Las Vegas on April 17th, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association invites you to a day of enlightenment and action. Join us at the Ahern Luxury Hotel from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. for a pivotal training and press conference. Together, we can confront America's crisis with peaceful and effective solutions. Featuring key voices like General Flynn, Sheriff Richard Mack, Mike Lindell, and many more respected speakers, this event promises irrefutable evidence that our nation and its foundational principles can be preserved. Whether you're a media candidate, elected official, or a concerned citizen, this gathering offers a catered dinner, specialized training sessions, and a press conference with international and national media presence. Secure your spot by April 12th for just $49. Space is limited. Remember, media, candidates, and elected officials can attend for free. For more information, visit CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org. America is calling for her defenders. Will you answer?
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit CSPOA.org today. The time to act is now. CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So James Carville, absolutely out of control. He needs to be arrested right now. The guy's a nutcase. And the guy's trying to literally knock off Donald Trump with an assassination. You say, what are you talking about, Sam? RedState.com has the piece, folks. James Carville literally says, hey, we need wet work done. And, okay, here's the soundbite, and I want to talk about this.
President Biden is not the best attack politician I've ever seen in my life, and I'll leave it at that. But there are a lot of people to do what I call, quote, the wet work, unquote. And it's a paid TV and stuff like that. But yes, a CIA term.
Uh-huh.
You take a guy out. But he doesn't need to do the wet work. People like me and other groups in the party need to do that. He's not very good at it. I don't think people want to hear from that. And he can you know, cruise along here at a better altitude. But this has got to be done, and they got a precious advantage right now in it.
All right, think about this. The host is like, that's like a mob term. And he's like, yeah, it's a mob term. It's a CIA term. Are you comfortable, ladies and gentlemen, with James Carville using a term that's a mafia term? It's an assassination term? A CIA assassination term? You use that on national TV, the host doesn't even challenge it. He points out that it's a mafia term. Then they point out it's a CIA term. But then the host just lets it go. And James Carville making this statement, I'm telling you right now, I missed this story. It came out like 5 days ago on Red State. It's really came out on the TV show, right? Not just Red State, but Red State, I don't know what you want to say, covered it. And now I'm covering it. But I look at this and I go, what on earth is happening? He made the statement on TV and none of the mainstream press even acknowledges it. Right? I don't really know how to respond to this. What is this America coming to? I mean, I look at this and I just go, man, I don't know how to respond to it, really. It's so bad. But if I type into, like a search engine, and I put James Carville calls for, and then just in quotes, wet work, and I choose go, I'm on DuckDuckGo, by the way. There's a few websites that have it, but Red State's the primary one. But I don't know how to respond. Others can do President Biden's wet work for him. Fox News even, I guess, has it. But I missed the story. And I just go, how can you make an assassination statement like that, a mafia term, a CIA term for killing someone on national TV and the host doesn't challenge it? Nobody really does anything, no big deal. It doesn't really go viral. A few people report it and then it's just like kind of ho-hum. Ladies and gentlemen, this shocks me. Anyway, a friend of mine brought this up and brought it to my attention, so I thought I'd roll with it. But then I called another friend, and I emailed a couple of buddies and said, man, this is insane. This needs to go viral. What is happening? And my friend said, I agree with you 100% that this is shocking, unacceptable. We need to basically have the FBI and the Justice Department arrest this clown, arrest this criminal calling for a hit to be on someone, even if it's veiled, even if that's not what he intends. You don't say that kind of stuff, okay? It's a threat. But then my friend said to me, Sam, when we kill our babies, abortion and so on, why are you surprised when they want to kill older people like a Donald Trump or somebody else? Did you know that America's most popular diaper brands? Yeah, Huggies, Pampers, all support and promote abortion. This is peak irony, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, they're financially supporting an act of murdering a child in the womb. Live Action brought that to my attention. We need to help mothers and babies in need. Anyway, they say send a box of diapers to a mom in need. And then they say, hey, you know what? If you want to get diapers from a company that doesn't do this kind of stuff, and then they point you to that. Now, I'm not here to sell diapers. So, I'm not totally in the middle of this thing, except for I agree with Live Action 1,000%, really, right? And all I can tell you is, what are we thinking? We kill the most, I'm trying to think how to say this. We kill the most innocent among us. And now we're threatening to assassinate a former president of the United States on national television. And no one really blinks an eye. No outcry for condemnations or anything like that for the mainstream press. None. And I don't really know how to respond to it because I've been in the news media for a long time. And on one hand, I'm shocked. On the other hand, I guess I can't say that I'm shocked. I've known they've been killing babies for a long time. My friend kind of brought it around to home in a way, kind of going, Sam, they killed the babies. They literally killed everybody over COVID. They lied about it. They prevented people from having real solutions to return to health. They stopped people from using helpful solutions that would be okay, and they promoted solutions that would kill you. So when you kill everybody through, you know, black, dark money psyops like COVID, when you kill the babies, why are you surprised when they want to put a hit out on their opposition, their competition, their electoral opponent, right? Why are you surprised about that? Because whenever life is in the balance, and when people have a disregard for life, as James Carville obviously does, I am shocked. And I hope I never get over that. I've been in the media for a long time, almost 30 years. And I'm telling you, I will never get over that. I don't want to get to where I'm just like, ho-hum, whatever. Yeah, that's what they do. Well, I agree it's true, but I still could be shocked and chagrined. I can still be incensed. And I want to always have that view. I am a friend of life. And you know what? I didn't know that America's diaper companies were paying for murder. I didn't know that. And I really think it's important that we start to find ways. We need to start to find a way to deal with this. At buying diapers that aren't compromised like this. This peak irony. Brands that provide necessity for babies also financially and or publicly support an act that intentionally kills innocent children. This is unacceptable stuff. Right? We got to put a stop to it. As pro-life people, we need to stop this. So anyway, I know it's like weird, Sam, you're tying all this together. No, it's a pro-life message. It's not weird that I'm tying this together. It's weird that others are not incensed about this, right? Anyway, all I'm telling you is look for pro-life diapers because they're out there. And I don't really know how to deal with this in the sense that, what do you do? Most people don't even know about this. Right? So anyway, we need to stand against the abortion mills. We need to stand for life, right? Joseph Lip is his name. He's the chief operating officer of Live Action. And I'm grateful for his email on this. I never really thought about, you know, these. I don't even know what to say. I never thought about diaper companies promoting murder. Did you? See, this is where in America we need to start to take off the gloves. Okay, we cannot have this happen and then we're like too timid to deal with it, right? We've got to really do something significant about this. Anyway, liveaction.org, and I'm grateful for their email on this. But I'm just going, wow. Diaper brands promoting abortion in America. I mean, won't that just harm their business? Don't they see this? But when James Carville's literally threatening to assassinate the former president on live TV, when we documented last night on the X Spaces, the Big Mig Show panel, they want to take Trump off the ballot and kill him if they can. Are we going to stand for this stuff in America? Are the American people going to be so just engrossed in entertainment and blood and circus that they don't care? Or are we going to stand up and take America back and promote God, family, and country? Protect life, liberty, and property, huh? What are we going to do? We better take action. Or our inaction is going to be action in and of itself as we partner to destroy America. You can't sit on the fence any longer, people. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.